NVIDIA has grown to $1 trillion in 31 days, 12x within 20 months, and 265x within 10 years, momentarily even becoming the world's most valuable company.
It's now worth 11 times as much. Now, it's pretty remarkable for any company.
And I just bet $10,000 that they'll crash. But what even is NVIDIA, and what makes a company so valuable that they grow by $2 trillion in half a year? Well, it all comes down to how our computers work. All computers, be it your phone or laptop, have a chip called a central processing unit, or CPU for short. This CPU handles tasks like running Windows or your web browser, and for the longest time, this was more than enough processing power. But eventually, there was a problem. By the 90s, the need for processing power was skyrocketing and CPUs were slowly falling behind. Not to mention, they weren't great at handling certain complex tasks such as running 3D graphics in video games.
The data is going to continue to increase exponentially, and CPU performance scaling will never return. There is a better way.
This is Jensen Huang, NVIDIA's founder. He saw the problem, but also the opportunity. Video games were simultaneously one of the most computationally challenging problems and would have incredibly high sales volume. Those two conditions don't happen very often. NVIDIA was advocating that the way forward was a graphics processing unit or a GPU that could solve this increasing problem. But how? Well, a CPU has a few powerful cores for general tasks, but a GPU has hundreds or even thousands of smaller cores for handling multiple complex tasks simultaneously. This theoretically made GPUs perfect for rendering graphics or processing heaps of data, and it worked. Computers began integrating GPUs alongside CPUs, and NVIDIA was at the forefront of this change. The burning question, though, is how did GPUs propel them to the top of the world? Well, NVIDIA has been at this for a long time, and they're deeply connected with the rise of video games. Back in the 2000s, consoles were the primary way of playing video games, and products like the PlayStation 3 had NVIDIA GPUs to run increasingly more complicated and graphically intensive games. But the landscape began to change. You see, casual players were moving away from their consoles in favor of their phones, which were becoming more powerful. And at the same time, enthusiasts were also moving away in a different direction towards more powerful dedicated gaming PCs. This market was growing exponentially, and NVIDIA found an ever-growing market selling directly to consumers. But then, things went into overdrive. Their flagship GPU, the GTX 1080 Ti in the mid-2010s, cost $700, but today, NVIDIA's RTX 4090 is priced around $1,600. NVIDIA wasn't the only one raising prices. The whole market experienced the same thing, including NVIDIA's cheaper competitor, AMD. So why did GPUs skyrocket in price? Well, it turns out that video games are only one part of the story. In total, NVIDIA stock has grown by over 300,000% to over $3 trillion. And looking closer, most of that growth happened in the last 7 years. What happened in this time period? Well, as it turns out, quite a bit. In 2017, crypto began to grow, and grow fast. At the start of the year, Bitcoin was worth about $800, but by the end of 2017, it had surpassed $17,000. How did this involve NVIDIA? Well, this jump saw a massive rise in crypto mining. In a very, very simplified explanation, mining uses GPUs to solve intense math equations in exchange for a small amount of Bitcoin and Ethereum. One GPU performing this might make a few dollars, but dozens of GPUs could make thousands. NVIDIA's GPUs were perfect for this, so the market was flooded with demand. Both gamers and crypto miners wanted GPUs, yet things got even crazier just a couple of years later when the world shut down. During the pandemic, supply chains called to a stop, and when a market has a drop in supply and high demand, one thing happens. Prices go up. Way up. I should also mention that demand was only growing. By early 2021, the price of Bitcoin rose to $59,000. And with everyone stuck at home, people got into gaming and wanted graphics cards for their PCs, and were bidding with crypto miners to get them. GPUs were sold out everywhere, and resellers saw bidding wars drive prices to 5 times their retail price on eBay. This was the perfect storm for NVIDIA. Everyone wanted their products, so naturally, they raised their prices. NVIDIA was in the perfect place at the perfect time, but that's when their luck began to turn for the worse. In 2022, crypto experienced its biggest crash in nominal terms. By the end of 2021, Bitcoin had reached $69,000, but just 1 year later, it had fallen to under $16,000. The demand for mining GPUs went into freefall, which was only made worse by the rise of mining-specific machines called ASICs. But shockingly, this didn't matter. All of this was trivial compared to the biggest NVIDIA boom. You see, NVIDIA has been working towards one goal for a long time, for decades even, generative learning. In NVIDIA's 2016 report, they stated, "Deep learning breakthroughs have sparked the AI revolution. Progress is exponential. Adoption is exponential. The impact of the tech industry and society will also be exponential." NVIDIA had been banking on AI the whole time, as GPUs are essential for deep learning. NVIDIA was at the forefront of machine learning, self-driving cars, and of course, the launch of OpenAI's ChatGPT. AI was finally here, and every big tech company rushed to add AI to their products. Google, Meta, hundreds of startups with sky-high valuations. And at the center of all of it was NVIDIA, who had won the greatest bet of all time. It sounds like NVIDIA is in the perfect spot, so why do I think a crash is coming? How can the most important company in the AI boom experience a crash? Well, NVIDIA's growth is remarkably similar to another company, which had a dramatic fall. At the end of the 90s, the dot-com boom was in full swing. Market growth was unbelievable. Investors were rushing to invest in tech firms, and many of the bigger firms were spending billions on acquisitions. Stock prices were skyrocketing, and some of the fastest growing were Yahoo, Amazon, Sun Microsystems, and Cisco. Today, you probably see Cisco as some sort of legacy background network company, but back in the 90s, they were seen as the company that was powering the entire internet boom. They were the biggest supplier of network equipment, routers, switches, and products businesses needed to take advantage of the boom. Cisco was in the perfect place at the perfect time, and all the hype fed back to them, so their stock was going to the moon. On the 24th of March 2000, Cisco even passed Microsoft and became the world's most valuable company. Yet, the very next day, disaster struck. The bubble burst.
Lastminute.com floated on the London Stock Exchange. Its share price soared that day and then fell steadily further and further. And that was seen as the kind of turning point, certainly in the UK. And suddenly, everybody looked at each other and said, maybe these companies aren't worth anything after all.
Everyone began to sell, and the entire market, including Cisco, crashed. Most of these companies had millions of users, but very little revenue and no profits. All of it was speculative. Cisco would end up crashing over 90%, from $82 down to $8 in just 18 months, as many of their customers disappeared forever. Cisco did end up surviving the slaughter, but to this day, 24 years later, Cisco's stock has yet to recover to their dot-com peak. So what does this have to do with NVIDIA? Just because one company crashed doesn't mean that another will. Well, let's first take a look at the landscape, because there are a lot of similarities. NVIDIA is at the heart of the AI gold rush, and when you're in a gold rush, you make more money selling shovels than digging. This is what Cisco was doing with network equipment, and it's exactly what NVIDIA is doing with GPUs.
40% of all jobs around the world will be impacted by AI.
Congress is back in session this week, and one of its top priorities is artificial intelligence.
Many of NVIDIA's customers are tech giants like Google, Microsoft, Amazon, Tesla, and countless more. These giants use GPUs to build giant data centers, which are used for machine learning. These data centers are used to train their own AIs, but are also rented out to other smaller tech companies, including hundreds of new startups in the AI space with sky-high valuations, but zero revenue. This is where the gold rush is coming from. Everyone wants to invest in or rent infrastructure to train AIs with deep learning, as investors are banking that AI will be the next internet. But is this actually stable? Many of these firms are extremely overvalued based on speculation. The rush is why giants like Microsoft and Google are investing so heavily into machine learning infrastructure. But if these overvalued startups begin to collapse, the demand passes on to the tech giants and then on to NVIDIA. Plus, after close to 2 years, companies are starting to realize that AI may not be everything they hoped for.
Well, Harris, we are seeing a slew of confusing answers from the Gemini chatbot. And this, of course, comes just days after Google had to shut down its image generator component for those historical inaccuracies.
Image generating AIs, for example, are self-cannibalizing. As AI images flood the web, they are then used to train AIs, which makes them worse, not better. But that's just half the story, because NVIDIA's financials are very different from the other tech giants. And diving deeper shows us that things aren't just fragile, they're on the brink of collapse. In their annual shareholder report, NVIDIA listed their revenue at $60.9 billion. A lot of money, but something doesn't add up. A company worth over $3 trillion should be making a lot more. Microsoft, for example, pulls in $236 billion per year, and Apple pulls in nearly $400 billion, and that's just revenue. Looking at their price-to-earnings ratio, or PE ratio, we see that NVIDIA sits at 77. This means that if NVIDIA stopped growing today, it would take 77 years for investors to make back their money. For context, mature companies like AT&T and Intel have PE ratios of 10. To be blunt, NVIDIA is a house of cards. Their stock price is way overvalued for their revenue and earnings. Since late 2022, NVIDIA's revenue has over doubled, but their valuation has 13x'd, largely due to speculation and perceived value as opposed to fundamentals. And the reality is that NVIDIA will have an extremely difficult time even going into their current valuation. Intel is likely the most mature chip company in the world, and before they started losing money, they had a PE ratio of 10. If we assume that NVIDIA will have a similar PE ratio at maturity, to justify their $3.2 trillion valuation, NVIDIA will have to boast net income of $320 billion. To achieve $320 billion in net income, NVIDIA's fundamentals will have to continue doubling every year for the next 3.5 years. If growth slows to 50%, NVIDIA would have to maintain that for 6 years. And if growth slows to 20%, which is still stellar for the world's largest company, NVIDIA would have to maintain that for the next 13 years. Any gust of wind will collapse this house of cards, and NVIDIA is already in a windy market as the chip industry is no stranger to huge crashes. Between 2000 and 2011, NVIDIA experienced 7 crashes of over 50% each. Even in the boom cycle of the last decade, we still had 2 major crashes. A 57% crash in 2018 and a 68% crash in 2022, during which NVIDIA dropped from $34 to $10. Now that NVIDIA shares are worth over $120, the stakes are enormous. This is eerily similar to Cisco in 2000, and I'm not the only one who's noticed. Jensen Huang himself is anxious about NVIDIA following the same path. NVIDIA's stock has gotten far ahead of itself. It's become fragile, overvalued, and doesn't reflect the company's revenue or profits. And as such, I think NVIDIA has reached its peak or is very, very close to it. Last time I made a bubble prediction video was on November 26th, 2021, where I predicted that Rivian's IPO was the peak of the EV bubble. This was just after Rivian peaked on November 16th, 2021, and since then, Rivian has crashed 95%. But this time, I'm raising the stakes. On June 18th, 2024, the day that NVIDIA momentarily became the world's largest company, I placed $9,000 on $30 NVIDIA puts for December 18th, 2026. And on August 5th, 2024, I sold for $25,000 during the Japanese carry trade capitulation. But I'm not done with this trade just yet. I'm expecting a total fall of around 70%, and wouldn't be surprised if they fell more. As such, I plan to double down on these puts around the end of this year, and I'll keep you guys updated in the pinned comment below. All of this sounds super bearish, but the truth is, I actually really like NVIDIA. I think they're an extremely valuable company, as GPUs are now an integral part of the tech ecosystem. In fact, early last year, I predicted that NVIDIA would become the world's largest company. Also, Jensen Huang, in my opinion, is one of the best business leaders in the world. He's been with the company since its inception, and it couldn't be in better hands. But here's the thing, even with a 70% crash, NVIDIA would be worth an astonishing $1 trillion. So this isn't anti-NVIDIA, it's just anti their stock price. So let's see what happens. Let me know in the comments if you think that this prediction will age like milk. With rate cuts around the corner, if you would like to lock in high yields for the long term, consider checking out our platform Silo in the description below. We're the modern bond platform that only charges $1 per bond. Also, we're currently running a 3% deposit bonus. If that sounds interesting, click the link below. But until then, I'm Hari, and I'll see you guys on the next one.